Perhaps you have either heard or used the phrase, "It is darkest before dawn." I'll confess that the primary experience I had of this reality before I had children was during church youth group lock-ins. When I was a youth pastor, we had these lock-ins and we would be up all night. And at some point during the evening, I would be pretty much the only one awake except a stray sixth grade boy or two. And I would have everything cleaned up from whatever we messed up last, put the old cold pizza away, and I'd find myself sitting down. And typically, this was around 3 or 4 in the morning, and I was thinking to myself, if I fall asleep, who knows what the students will get up to. So I endeavored to stay awake, and awake I would stay. And right around the time when it was just before dawn, this odd thought would occur to me. What if the sun didn't rise? Now, I was worried I'd be stuck in an eternal lock-in with junior high kids, which is a concern for many. But I had this thought because it was in this moment right before dawn when it is the darkest. It is seemingly darker at that moment than ever else throughout the night. Of course, we know it is just as dark at other parts of the evening. But there's something about that moment right before dawn that confronts you with the darkness. And there are times where we wonder if the sun is going to rise. Now, on occasion, I find myself watching the sunrise with children of the age that I have. But prior to that, that's where I saw this happen in my life. Now, maybe you have had a moment in your life where you have been confronted with that dark moment before dawn. Maybe there's been an experience that you've had that has confronted you with a question of whether the sun would rise in your life. I'm not sure if you can resonate with that in all moments of your life, but I'm guessing that all of us have found ourselves wrestling with a question of where hope would come from. Because right before the hope comes, it seems the darkest. Now this phrase, the darkest, it is darkest before the dawn, it comes from an English theologian and historian named Thomas Fuller. Around 1650, it's known that he penned that phrase. And he was driving after this reminder that hope will always come. That despite how dark life might be, there is hope to be had. And as people of faith, we can believe and cling to the hope that God brings that about in our life. That God is the one who is bringing about light in the midst of darkness. But in order to appreciate the light, we have to at times first acknowledge the darkness. And at the beginning of this Lenten journey, and on this Ash Wednesday, that's the call that God gives to us, is to remember that the sun will rise and that hope will come, but also to wrestle with who we are in the world that we live in. Now, for some of us, and I know some of the stories that are represented here tonight in your journeys, you know the darkness. You know the darkness is a part of this life. And we need to cling to the hope that God has redeemed us. And we need to cling to the hope that the sun will come. There are others here tonight that we might need to wrestle with the darkness in ourselves. Perhaps life has been a little smoother and easier for you. And that is something to celebrate and something to cherish. And in those moments, we are called to reflect on the darkness that is within all of us. To remember that God has redeemed every part of who we are. That even in the midst of the darkness, God is still redeeming all that we are. Because God does this beautiful thing for us and with this life, which God makes beautiful things out of the dust. God takes who we are, the dust that we came from, and the dust that we shall return to be, and redeems beautiful things. I'm reminded often as we approach the Lenten season of where diamonds come from. Diamonds, one of the most precious, the most beautiful things, is dust that has been compressed into coal, and coal that has been turned into something beautiful over time. Over the journey that we have before us, let us remember that God makes beautiful things out of people who find themselves struggling in life, wondering if the darkness will ever end. God makes beautiful things out of all of us when we acknowledge that God redeems the darkness in us all and helps us to become the children of God God wants us to be. So let us cling to the hope that the sunrise will come and God redeems us all. Amen.